Mr. Ransom went to the lavatory, only realizing when it was too late that the burglary had been so comprehensive as to have taken in both the toilet roll and its holder.
"There's no paper,"
called Mrs. Ransom. The only paper in the flat was the programme from Cassie Van Tutti, and passing it round the door, Mrs. Ransom saw, not without satisfaction, that Mr. Ransom was going to have to wipe his bottom on a picture of Mozart. Both unwieldy and unyielding, the glossy brochure, sponsored by Barclays Bank PLC, was uncomfortable to use and unsinkable afterwards, and three flushes notwithstanding, the fierce eye of Sir George Sholty still came squinting resentfully round the bend of the pan. It was a summer shower, but it was pouring rain as fast as a winter storm. Miss Perspicacia Tick sat in what little shelter a raggedy hedge could give her and explored the universe. "Yes," she said as rain poured off the rim of her hat. "A definite ripple in the walls of the world. Very worrying. There's probably another world making contact. I ought to go there. But, according to my left elbow, there's a witch there already."
"Let's go and see," said the voice.
"I can't barge in on another witch's territory. But witches don't just turn up out of nowhere. Let's have a look." She pulled a cracked saucer out of her pocket and tipped into it the rainwater that had collected on her hat. Then she took a bottle of ink out of another pocket and poured in just enough to turn the water black. She cupped it in her hands and listened to her eyes.